Amen.
My Netherlands is not good, and so I like to speak English.
Amen.
I don't know if you would like to translate or you all understand English. What should I do? Should we go into a language or do the translation? Is that English crab in us? Yeah? No. Yeah, I see the crab and the can't speak problem.
Okay.
We once again very grateful to God for this opportunity given for us to be in your midst. We love to be always in your midst. And we thank God also for this day. The Bible says today is the day that the Lord has made, that the children of God be glad and rejoice in it. And so count yourself blessed that you find yourself still living in this day.
Amen.
Like the MC said, today it has been given to the woman, the whole nation, and it has pleased the Lord that I should visit you today with the team that was given to the woman, that was taken from Psalm 139, verse 14. We read verse 1 through 14. But today, for time's sake, I would like to take verse 13 and 14 again, and then we start sharing the word of God together. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 139, verse 13 and 14. For you created me, for you created my inmost being, and knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your ways are wonderful. I know that full well.
Amen.
Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for the life of your people gathered here today. I pray in the name of Jesus that whatever, Lord, you want to do in the life of your people by gathering us before your presence today, I pray that, Lord, you accomplish it. I pray that, Lord, you will use me to speak to your people to the very need of your soul. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The team says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. For that I know fully, I know well, that I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen. Amen.
But because it's a woman's day, they add a phrase to it, making it, women, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. It's of truth that women are fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. But as for men, we are created in the likeness and the image of God. So for as for us, we don't have any problem. But it's only the women that are wonderfully and fearfully made. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so throughout the week, that is the slogan of the women. They are singing right around the nation, proclaiming that indeed they are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
According to God's creation, God created man. And out of the rib, he took away from the man, he formed woman. Hallelujah. And so man is created while woman is formed. That is why they are fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. They have exceptional features. Their features are so unique in the sense that God took time to form them. Hallelujah. As for creation, that God just spoke and we came into existence. We came into being. But for the term of a woman, the Bible says God caused a man into a deep sleep, taking out a rib from his side, and then with the rib he made woman. He described, he formed them specially. That is why they are so special. Hallelujah. They are special in the sense that even in our several words, every second volume of a book contains details than the first one. And so anything that is second in volume or second edition is always special. It carries more details than the first. Hallelujah. That is why women are very special. And so dealing with women, men need to take care. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are not careful and you don't humble them the way God has made them, then you will mess up life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I pray that as men, we understand the state of women, how God has made them, even though they are so special and they are so unique. That is why, in several ways, the attack is more than the men. Women are always attacked more than the men. That is why even in the scripture, when the devil wanted to cause the downfall of a man, he did not go to Adam, but he rather went to Eve, the woman. Hallelujah. Why? Because they are special, and so if they are not careful of how the Lord has made them, and they don't take care of their standards, they can bring calamity and destruction to the world. Hallelujah. And so my advice to you women is that because God has made you so special, take care of yourself and remain special. Hallelujah. If you are able to use how God has formed you to bring glory and honor to God, then God will make you so great, and his purpose concerning your life will be accomplished. Hallelujah. But sometimes most of the women take the negative side of them, thinking that they are so beautiful and take advantage of their beauty, go around selling themselves because everyone wants to buy. Hallelujah. It is natural that their appearance attracts a second look. It is not easy to let go. Hallelujah. And so if you are not careful and you don't have the knowledge of God, if you don't have the fear of God, if you don't understand your state, if you don't understand that God created you in such a way for a purpose and for a reason, and you live your life anyhow, that is why your temptation is so great than the men. Hallelujah. So I'm here to advise you, because you are so special, all eyes are on you. And so be careful the way you order yourself and the way you do your things. Because if you are not careful, you will mar yourself. You will disfigure the form and the beauty that God has given to you. Hallelujah. They are seeking addition, and therefore they carry more value. They always multiply, they always give multiplication. Hallelujah. That is why they are special. In a several where you just give a woman money and is able to come out with that money with a food on the table. They are special. Any little thing that you give to them, they multiply it. Hallelujah. And so that is why God has made them so wonderfully and so fearfully. We are all created by God, and God created us for a purpose and for a reason. All of us are created uniquely. That means we are always different. We are not like A, it's not like B. We cannot imitate one another. We cannot be like one another. We cannot be like either A. We cannot be like B. And so try to be who you are and understand who you are. Hallelujah. One of our problem of today is that most of us refuse to be original, and then we live a counterfeit life. We live a life that is not original. And if you are that type of person, then you have a problem, because you lost your identity. Continue to be who you are, because you are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. God knows why he made you so. And so keep yourself that you are special in the sight of God. Even though maybe in the eyes of men, you might not be considered so beautiful and so wonderfully made, but still accept it yourself that you are wonderfully and fearfully made by God. Hallelujah. If you go back to the scripture that we just read from verse 1 down to verse 14, Paul, David is describing the handiwork of God, how wonderful God is, how powerful God is, how God created us to be and knows any details of any creation that he created, like you. I mean, God knows our details, even our secret thoughts are bare uncovered before his sight, because he created us. And so David was trying to say that even if I try to hide myself from his presence, it cannot be possible. I cannot hide myself from his presence. Why? Because he made me. And he knows me. He knows every little thing that made me. So God knows everything. And he's so wonderful and he's so powerful in the sense that he even made light, darkness, to be like light. David says, even in the dark, God sees it as light. That is God. He's so unique, he's so wonderful, and so powerful, and that is what He has made us to be. He has created us to be like His image and His likeness. So we are special. All of us are so uniquely, we are so special, and God created us onto this earth for a purpose and for a reason. Hallelujah. God made you so beautiful in order to bring glory to Him. And so never, never bring shame to God with your beauty by fulfilling the desire of the flesh and the taste of the enemy or the devil. Never succumb or never take the word from the enemy, but always keep on to your Creator. Hallelujah. And I always say that if there is something going wrong with a product, we seek the mind and advice of the manufacturer. And God is our manufacturer. He made us. And so if there is any problem with us, we don't have any problem with our brother or our sister. Their opinion is their opinion. So be who you are. Hallelujah. I always tell my peers that let you be you and meet me. That's me. Your opinion is your opinion. It doesn't bother me and cannot change my stamp. Hallelujah. And so likewise, I want to instill into your spirit that be who you are, for God made you so for a reason. And then you can live to fulfill your creation duty on earth. All of us, because we are special, we are not by accident. We are not accidental creatures. That means we are not here for hearsay. We are not being created for creating sake. We God created us for a purpose and for a reason. He took His time to make us the way we are. He made some to be long, some to be cut short. That's how God made us. And He made us for a reason. And so accept who you are and then glorify God in your state, where God has placed you and how God has made you. Women are wonderfully and fearfully made by God. That one is a fact and we cannot change it. That's how God has made them. That is why men sometimes we use our energy to get money. All is for them. Hallelujah. That's how God has made them. They are special. Whether we like it or not, that's how God has made it. They are special. We cannot change it. Hallelujah. But my advice to them is that because you are special, you are attacked, you are also special. And so if you don't take care of your life, your fall will be great. Hallelujah. Because the attack that comes to you is different from the attack that comes to men. You think because you are beautiful, that's why they are chasing after you. They want your downfall. They just want to destroy your life. And if you are not careful, some of our old women have made a mistake and they are regretting. They are sick. When they are young, they thought, oh, they are beautiful and the men chase after them. So, like, some of them even wasted their time and now they've grown and they've seen their mistake. And I know it's always a plan. That is why I'm here to advise all of you, take good care of yourself and continue to be with the Lord. One of our problems that we will ever encounter is to disconnect ourselves from God. The moment we disconnect ourselves from God, then we close God's chapter concerning our life. God has a special programming for your life and for my life. But it can only be fulfilled when we are intact with Him, when we are close to Him, when we have an intimate relationship with Him, when we have friendship with Him. The moment we disconnect ourselves from Him, it is called disobedience and it is called sin. Sin is to do something that is against the character of God, that is against the word of God, and that is against the will of God for your life. And so you try your best. Hallelujah. Am I speaking fast? Are you getting me? Are you getting that? Regular man. Hallelujah. I try to slow down so that you can be blessed today. I am here just to share the word of God with you and to bless you with the word of God. So it is better you understand me. If you are not getting me, you just alert me so that I know what to do. Amen.
Amen.
All that I want to say is that all of us has been made by God and we are all special in the sight of God. But women are so wonderfully and fearfully made by God. God gave women into the life of men or into His creation for a purpose. Women are created in such a way that they always bring multiplication. You always bring addition. And so anything that you give to a woman, it is multiplied and it's coming back to you. Why? Because men serve as foundation. We were before the women, so we are the foundation. So anything that is made of everything comes back to the foundation. And so if you teach them well, they will respond multiply back to you. But if you teach them bad, they can ever give the worst thing that you ever expect on life. That is why some of our men and women having a lot of problems. If you are young, but very soon you will grow to become adults, and maybe you will have life partners, and you will be living. You see, most of men are frustrated, not because their wives are not good, but because the way they treated their wives, and their wives are giving them back to them. It is by their nature that anything that you give to them, it is naturally that they keep it for a while, and then they multiply it and give it back to you. And so if you want to have long life, you give them life, they multiply it and give back to you. But if you treat them badly, they will give you the worst thing you can ever expect in life. Hallelujah. And that is why it is very careful. Bible says we need to deal with them with wisdom. Hallelujah. Why? Because anything that we give to them, they will give back to us. And so we should be very careful. That is why they always have sentence, why we have place. If you give a word, they will just talk to them. You give them a word, and they will give you a whole sentence, a paragraph. That is why sometimes they say the woman talk too much. It is their nature. Anything that you give to them, they multiply it. So if you give them good words, you will be laughed. They have words to calm you down when you are on rocks, when you are on high ground. They have all these materials God has created into them. It is part of them. And so be careful, men, the way you treat them. If you treat them bad, you will regret. This woman that you see, their face shines so bright and so blue, but their heart is different from our heart. Hallelujah. And so it is better if you want to live well with them, treat them well, and they will respect, they will give back to you the way you treat them. And so that is my advice to the men. Is that it? If you want to have long life, if you have them in your life, treat them well, and they will respond also positively to you. But if you have to treat some of them, if you go back home, the way the men are paying for their bad treatment that they give to their women. Even in the Bible, according to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, it says, if you don't treat them well, God will not even listen to your prayers. Our prayers are broke by the way we treat them. Why? Because they are the last creation of God. And so God treats them so special. God has made them so special. And so if you are abusing them, if you are mistreating them, if you are teaching them badly, you are doing yourself a great harm. Why? Because God says he's not going to listen to your prayers if you teach them bad. And so it is well for you, and it will be better for you if you treat them well, so that your entrance to God will be open, and then you can also receive from God. Hallelujah. So my advice and my prayer with you all, that you will keep how God has made it to be. It is by nature that how God has made them. And my advice to our women is also that don't take advantage of your beauty and how God has made you so nice, so beautiful, so wonderfully. Don't take advantage of that, because the devil is always after you. Enemy will not come after you, or devil will not chase you if he has not seen any good thing ahead of you. Bible says he comes to steal, to destroy, and to kill. That is his agenda, his aim. His purpose on this earth is to take away the good thing of you and to destroy you. I'll just frustrate you in life. You mean to take away your life. He will frustrate you to the extent that you will love not live. You even wish to take away your own life. That is the duty and the work of the enemy. And so he comes to our life just because he has seen the good thing ahead of us. It happened to many people in the Bible that the enemy always attacked them because they have foreseen their future. And so sometimes it's not because they love you. It's not because they wish you well. Because it's not because they want you to have a better future. But maybe they have foreseen your future and your future looks so bright and they want to bring darkness across you. And so be careful and be watchful the way you take care of you. My advice to you is to seek the face of God daily. Just go close to God and you order your steps. Yeah, he will show you what to do and you will accomplish his purpose for your creation. None of us were created accidentally, I've already said. God has created all of us for a purpose. We are here on earth to add to God's creation. All of us carry a divine assignment. That is why God made us. Even with the human being, we will not waste our time or anything, our resources to do something that will not benefit us, something which is good for nothing. We will always do something that at the end, at least, it will benefit us or it will benefit our family or it will add a value to our life. That is why we will maybe spend our resources, our strength, and our energy to do all these things in order to add a value to our life. Likewise, God will not take his time, make you, form you, give you all this kind of shape, preserve you, taking care of you, in addition, sending his son Jesus to come and pay the penalty of your sin or the wages of your sin. Do all these things and let us forsake you. No, he has a purpose for your life. That's why God is doing all this sacrifice towards you. And so let it be so fruitful by staying close to God, attached to God. I mean, have fellowship with God and forsake the deeds of this world. We have several words, and we have the things that are done in the light and the things that are done in the light of God's revelation. And God has a plan for us. If you want to live to fulfill our creation duty, if you want to live to add value to creation by bringing glory to God, it is all for us to decide. The will is yours. You can decide to take the positive way or you can decide to take the negative way. But which way you take, you have a reward for that. The answer awaits you. You have a result at the end. It's better if I were you to take the good side, because if you do yourself good, you will enjoy life. If you harm yourself, you do yourself bad, you are going to reap it. What a man sows is what he will reap. And so whatever you are sowing today is what you are going to harvest tomorrow. And so be careful what you do today, because what you do today will affect your tomorrow, will affect your future. Some of our young men and women have lived to regret. Why? Because while they were so young and they were being advised to take their studies serious, to take advice of the adults, they think they are disturbing them, they are worrying them. Old people, they talk too much. And you reject anything that they tell you to do. But by the time you know you are of your own age, the same age, and maybe you cannot go back to recollect or to do the things you're supposed to do as you're so young. And there is a saying in our proverb that make hay while the sun shines. And so now that you are so young, take advice. At least, if an older person is advising you, has been through your stage, and has passed the level, and has even have a testimony of the negative result of it and the positive side of it. And so if you are a child who always take advice, then you have a bright future. But if you reject because you think you are also grown up, at least you also know you are right from the left. You can also do your own thing. It didn't go well with us while we're so young, but we didn't take it and now we need to regret, but we cannot go back and correct it. Take your study serious and do whatever you want to do now, because what you do today will determine the way you want to live your life tomorrow. If you go sell yourself today,
it is going to come that you will sell, nobody will buy.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You understand what I'm saying? You see, so stop selling yourself, because there's a time coming that people will come and look for a price. You will come and look for you to pay a price. But if you sell yourself now, you become too cheap. And sometimes you offer yourself and nobody will come. And so it's better that if you keep watch over your life, maintain your standards, and so that you can add value to your life and become so valuable that people that come to you pay a lot of price. You see, naturally, anything that you spend much money on, you take care of it. If you pay less, if you go to buy off to buy. Then you go to a street market and buy. How do you treat both of them?
You see that the market is only 5 people. So that's why you go, just ready to go and buy another 5 people. But if you go to where maybe you buy the 50 euro, you see you are very careful of it. And so the same thing is a smart life.
And so if you are bought with a price, you are taken care of. That is how God has made. That's what God says, you are wonderfully and fearfully made. And so God has placed that price on you. But it's up to you to maintain your standard. You can't just devalue yourself to the sense that the beautiness and the glory that God has put on you is taken away of you. And nobody will even like to ask who because. They will not even ask, because there is no value. Hallelujah. So I pray and I advise you with the message of God. At least leave a little while and we've seen people that took advice while they are still young, how things are working well with them, and those who refuse to take advice. The last time I was preaching at the period of Asia, I say God has predestined our destiny is ahead of us, but it's up to us to allow it to happen to us or to take it away from us. So our destiny, even if it is predestined by God, but it's also in our hands. So if you want to end your life in prison, you can start living prison life now. You just go from shop to shop, just see. You see yourself well dressed and well laid on the bed of the prison. That way is there. But if you want to have your own mansion, have your family, live like President Obama and all these prominent people in the world, you can also decide now that you take your study serious, you do what is right. You check your so that you don't create mess ahead of you. Like your files will be looking nice and genuine. And so you will get it there. That is natural. It is nothing just come by a miracle. It is natural how you program your life. And so Bible says, what you sow is what you reap. And so if you want to have a better future, you will start planning it now. If you want to have a failure at the end, or you want to have a bad future, you can just decide it now. It is up to you. And so my advice to you that take the good side and it will be well with you. It is good for your own. That you take the good side, you take your study serious, you program your life in line with the destiny that God has for you, and you shall surely reap the fruit of it if you do it. Bible says, will not let our labor be in vain. That is the wishes of God. God is so gracious and so loving to the extent that He will not pay you back while you deserve a good payment. That is not the nature of God. God is holy. Holy means He doesn't have double life. What you deserve is what He will give to you. That is God. And so it says the wages of sin is death. And so if you continue to sin against Him, the death is awaits you. And then if you continue to be obedient to Him, the result is death. Just read Deuteronomy. He says, if you take this, I will bless you. If you take this, I will curse you. It is there, naturally. And so decide what is good for you today. Why? Because you are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. God made you so wonderful for a reason. And so don't disappoint God by going and selling yourself, devaluing yourself. The value that God has placed on you, remain on that standard. That's where you belong. You are victors. You are victorious. You belong to the top.
So never calm down. Stick to who you are. How God has created you is who you are, and accept that. Some people will give you negative advice. Just ignore all this negative advice. Take the positive one, and then you will be blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, bad company corrupt good morals or good character. And so check the kind of friends you invite into your life, and kind of people that you invite into your life. There are some people that they are endless in life. And so if you invite them into your life, it's likely that you are also going to live aimlessly on this earth, and your life will be so regretful in this life. But if you want your life to be so meaningful, let's see the people that you invite into your life, people that will add value to your life, not people that will take away value. So may the Lord bless you and keep watch over you. May the Lord order your steps according to His plan for you, and may He allow His thoughts and plans concerning you be fulfilled. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We are going to pray. We are going to enter the time of prayer. If you don't mind, you can do on your feet.
You are strong, so you are not
going to just do on your feet. First of all, we want to thank God for today. That it's not by mistake that you are here. You are here.